In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to be talking about something that scares a lot of entrepreneurs: when and how to fire team members. Whew. Yeah, we're going to get into it. Let's cue that intro and get this episode started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, your host, Rachel Peterson. I wanted to talk about this because this is a topic that causes a lot of fear and anxiety and uncertainty in a lot of entrepreneurs. It can be very scary, intimidating. Oh my goodness, it's sometimes a little bit terrifying, I'm not gonna lie. And that is the topic of, when is the right time to fire a team member? Now, before we dive into this episode, I want to let you guys know, first and foremost, that I take hiring and firing very seriously. There are a lot of groups and even leaders or mentors who make light of firing people. And the truth is, that's not going to be the attitude that I handle it with here, nor ever in my business. I don't think it's funny to fire someone. I don't think it's funny to post memes about firing someone. There's sometimes like this flippant attitude about hiring and firing. And of course, if someone wants to have that attitude, that's fine. That's on them. But when I think about bringing someone onto your team, it's a responsibility that I take very seriously. Someone is entrusting you with your leadership and with your guidance and your training and to provide them with a paycheck. And the truth is, when it does become time, which sometimes it will, to fire someone, I don't think it's something that we should ever take lightly. I think it's something that is very serious when you're letting someone go and possibly changing the trajectory of their life. It's not something that you would make jokes about, though I do see that behavior online. So the first thing that I want to share about firing people is that the first thing that you need to know is, what is a guideline in your business for when it's time to fire people? For example, we've let people go when they've breached trust and confidentiality, and it's gotten back to us. That's a breach of the NDA that we have in place. We've fired people when they simply didn't produce or didn't understand, with months and months of coaching, how to produce in the role that they were hired for. We've fired people when they flipped out and became dangerous in the workplace. We don't fire people because they make a mistake. And I want to be super clear about that. If I were to be fired every time I made a mistake, I wouldn't have a job. Everyone makes mistakes. And my biggest thing is, what are they going to learn from this mistake? What are they going to do to remedy this mistake? How can we put systems into place to remedy this from happening in the future? But the biggest thing with delegation and building is, you have to be okay with recognizing people are going to make mistakes. Sometimes you'll see divas like on TV where someone makes a mistake and they're like, you're fired. Like, I just can't stand that behavior. Mistakes are not worth firing over. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone is human. Now, there are some mistakes that you can be very clear about in your pre-framing of a project that would not be considered passable, would not be acceptable. But as a leader and as a business owner, you have to ask yourself, did I properly pre-frame this? For example, with my team, if they were to, let's say, present a finished product to a client and it was totally messed up, it hadn't been combed for editing and for errors and all of that, there could be some issues if I had pre-framed, guys, this is one I need us all to go through 10 times with a fine-tooth comb, bring someone in who understands grammar, like an editor. I need you guys to really polish this one. This needs to be A++. But as the leader, if we didn't preframe how important something was or how something was supposed to be done, we can't be upset about the mistakes that people make. And I think that that's really important. There are so many times where I love my team to pieces and I will never throw them under the bus without throwing myself under the bus. There have been times where they've made mistakes, and every time that they've made a mistake, we've been able to step back and say, oh, this can easily be avoided if we just add this one simple step into our process. So for example, one of my team members sent out an email for a big launch where the link was totally broken. At first, I was like a little frustrated, but I actually stepped back and thought about it. And I was like, am I actually frustrated at her? Or am I actually frustrated at myself? Because this is an indication that we don't have a proper testing channel in place. And so every time that someone makes a mistake in your business, you have to step back as the leader and say, where is my ownership in this? How can I prevent this from happening? Now, once you have those safeguards in place, once you've communicated, you've shared the preframes, you've put the systems into place to protect people, everyone feels safe with the training that you've given them, you've empowered them with confidence, there are some times where people just don't fit the role. There are certain things that are indications of breakdowns in character, and that's oftentimes for us one of the reasons that we fire is if there's an indication that someone isn't trustworthy, if there's an indication that someone is lying. We do not tolerate lying in our business. It's a business where you take complete ownership. And if someone were to try to blame someone else for their mistakes or problems, all of those things are so important to know before you even hire people. What principles or what core values do we have in our business that are non-negotiables? And we have those clearly put together. Our whole team lives by them, works by them, respects them, and they know it's better to admit a mistake than it is to try to cover up a mistake. You're not going to be fired for a mistake, but you could be fired if your cover up of something is completely in a lack of alignment with our core values. So get clear on your core values before you hire people, and then be clear on your core values when it comes time to let people go. Some other reasons for letting people go. I will say there are a lot of people who say, like, oh, if someone makes a mistake, let them go. Like if they make an expensive mistake. And I remember learning, I think it was from David Ogilvy, actually. It was either David Ogilvy or like Jim Collins or Ray Dalio. I can't remember which person said this, but they said one of their hires made this huge mistake, a multi-$100,000 mistake. And the entire team was like, are you going to fire them? Are you going to let them go? The executives were all like, you're totally going to let them go, aren't you? And the leader said, why would I let this person go? I just spent several hundred thousand dollars in training. That person will never make that mistake again. And it was this really fascinating lesson for me. And truth be told, mistakes have been some of our greatest like pivot points in our business. Mistakes have been, I think, some of the greatest areas for character development for me, for my husband, for our team. And I love it. Like I love that philosophy of if someone makes a mistake, calculate that into the training. They were just trained in grace and honesty and ownership, autonomy. Like they were just given some of the greatest character developing lessons of your entire life. And so even though there is this attitude of if someone makes a mistake, fire them. And I completely disagree with this 1000%. Now, when it is time to hire people, I will give this preframe that there's not necessarily a right way to fire them. Nothing's ever going to feel right. Firing people is something that we take very seriously. It's a very challenging process. When it's time to let someone go, you have to find the conversation that does two things. Number one, honors you and what you wish to communicate. And oftentimes you're going to need to look up what you need to communicate to accurately fire someone. You're going to make sure you have the right documentation in place. But also, and a lot of times this gets left out of the equation, how do I honor this person and their journey in the firing process so that they don't leave feeling completely demoralized? And so I like to kind of find ways to support people. So for example, there's one script that one of my friends gave me, and this is a little more direct. It's been beneficial at times, but you can say, hey, so-and-so, you remember when you did bad thing number one? Yes. Okay. And remember when you did bad thing number two? Yes. Okay. Remember when you did bad thing number three? Yes. Well, as you know, here are our big goals for the year. And because of these things, that's going to make it really difficult for us to reach those goals. Do you see why those things were bad and affect us getting towards our goals? Yes. Okay. So for that reason, I'm going to have to let you go. And it's very clear cut. There's not a lot of meaning attached to it. But I do, after that script, I like to build people up. So I'll say, you know, I want to let you know that these are the things that you contributed to us that were super helpful. And if it feels appropriate, I'll say, I would love to give you a reference in this area or maybe connect you with any opportunities I see. There's different ways that you can handle it there, but I do like to build people back up after you've just shared the tough things that they have to face. No one feels good facing those things. Does that make sense? Like, it feels bad and gross for everyone facing all your mistakes at once. Now, if they say, no, I don't know why those things are bad, there's actually a way to reverse that tip or that script as well. So if they say, I don't think those things are bad, you can say just very kindly, it's because you don't realize why those things are bad and detrimental towards our goals that I have to let you go. So it gives you the ability to let them go. One of the biggest things that I've learned when it comes to letting people go, I've fired my fair share of people. I don't like that process. One of the things that you have to be very careful not to do is to ask questions like, do you understand? Or are you okay? Asking those questions in the heat of a raw emotional moment for someone is not helpful or beneficial to them at all. You don't have to necessarily ask them if they understand why they're being let go. You don't have to understand them. You don't have to ask them if they think it's fair, because the truth is they're not going to feel that way. But then as soon as that is finished, you do want to take a moment with that raw feeling of telling them the things that they did well and encourage them. And you can even say, like, I think you would do really well in this type of role, if that means anything to you. But just know we're not going to say anything bad about you in any way. We wish you all the best. Now, that's one model of handling it. Another model of handling it, and I learned this one from my friend as well, and I really enjoyed this script. Sometimes people love this one, sometimes people don't. Remember, the biggest thing with letting people go is you have to come up with a script that feels super comfortable for you and that both honors you and the truth of letting someone go, but then also really honors that person on their journey. Don't villainize them. Don't think that they're an evil person, even if their character in that season of life wasn't on point with what you needed for the business. Everyone's on a journey and on a spectrum of growth. So the second one that I personally really enjoy, and it feels very aligned for me, and enjoy is not the right word, but you guys get what I mean. It feels very aligned, is to say, you know, I just want to let you know, I think we were trying to put you into a role that really doesn't honor your skill sets. And at this point in time, we don't have the right role for you. And nobody thrives in the wrong role. I don't want to keep you stuck in a role that doesn't honor you and the growth potential that you have. And for that reason, we're going to part ways today. We're going to let you go. And then go ahead and feel free to build them up. You can share truths. You can share anything that you're willing to do. Like, if you're willing to give a testimonial to something or be a reference, feel free to do it then. You don't have to feel pressured to. You don't owe it to anybody. But I really enjoy that one, because the truth is, that one, I think, gives some amazing guidance for down the road when they start to reflect on it. I know for me, I've never been fired from a job, but whenever, like, I've lost a client, if they said it doesn't feel like your heart's in it anymore and you really deserve to work with clients who your heart is in, that was like an instant reality check of, oh, you're right. my heart is out of this project completely. And so that provides some beautiful closure down the road. But the biggest thing that I want to share is, like, you have to make sure that you recognize that when someone's being let go, it's a very tough moment in their life. And so when you're letting someone go, if you have to fire someone, you are holding them in one of the most fragile moments for a lot of people. And when you realize that, you let them go with a lot more love and empathy. Like I said, don't open it up for discussion, because then they'll start to try to prove why they shouldn't be let go. And the truth is, if you've already made the decision that someone should be let go, it's not right to try to let them earn it back, because now they're going to be earning from a deficit. So that's something I highly recommend, is just recognizing you don't want to open it up to conversation, but you can share with them some uplifting words. If you want and it feels appropriate based on your relationship, you could share a story about how maybe you lost a job once and how that led to you finding your dream job or finding your calling. Some people don't think that that's appropriate. That's totally fine. But there is no one size fits all for letting people go. Now, I know this question is going to come up a lot. People are going to ask, should you hire a team? How do you find the right fits for your team? We're going to be talking about all of this on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. I can't wait to share it with you guys. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast so that you don't miss that episode when it goes live. And if you are looking for a little more support in your business, it might be the right time to look into working with me or another mentor a little more closely. If you want to see what that looks like to work directly with me, head on over to www.clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.